What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. It's good to be back live tonight. This is our third live show this week. We did a classic show on Monday on vacations and, you know, the things that really go on behind closed doors or on the beaches or in the clubs on these some of these exotic vacations and just an overall good Ask Dadon Advice Mondays. Tuesday night, obviously, we were live again, back-to-back with a show that, you know, I've been getting a lot of feedback from, just some really great comments, some great testimonies, just from speaking about how our show where we discussed Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3, in regards to, you know, just where do you, what and who do you stand for? What do you represent? Okay, are you living for the Word or in the world? And just a good show, one of my personal favorite shows of all time, just because, you know, it was personal, it was real, it was spiritual, and you know, we were able to touch a lot of people because unfortunately we live in a society where, you know, it's not politically correct and even socially correct to acknowledge your Lord and Savior, to take a public stand for Jesus Christ. So, you know, it was just great, you know, myself and, you know, having the fellas with me, James and Lewis, and James and Lewis particularly. So shout out to both of those guys, two great great men of God. And you know, and all of you guys who listened in to it. This evening is going to be, you know, I wasn't even going to do a live show tonight, but I said, you know what? What the heck? You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and, you know, talk to the people for a little bit, do a little bit of a Ask Dadon Advice Edition, where we want to tonight focus a little bit on something that, you know, it's just a popular question that women have of, you know, why is it that men cheat? Okay, and I think we even mentioned it on the other night. You know, we've done a number of shows on that specific topic. You guys can Google why men cheat on the Dadon Tolbert Show, and several classic shows will pop up. We want to approach it this evening from a little bit of a different perspective. Tonight, the topic is how to avoid being cheated on, okay, which is obviously a little bit different. Going to be just as real, just as if not more informative because, you know, it's more, I mean, it's one thing to want to know why it happened to you. You know, it's kind of like, well, what could I have done to avoid this car accident? But wouldn't it be a whole heck of a lot better if you didn't total your car? Wouldn't it be a whole heck of a lot better if you didn't get cheated on? You know, if there are ways and actual things that you could do to avoid it from happening to you? And, you know, every time we talk about this subject, I always like to put out somewhat of a disclaimer, and which is understand that there is never under any circumstances a justification for cheating. There is never a rationalization for cheating. Unfortunately, though, there are reasons, and this goes on, you know, on both sides. Men, you know, women cheat just as much, if not more than men, and there are always reasons, and it may be nothing more than choosing the wrong mate and dealing with someone other than the man that God has for you. And we're going to break it down a little bit today. you know, obviously you guys know from listening to the show, you guys have gotten the two-disc CD, What Women Need to Know But Don't Want to Hear, where we talk a lot about the three stages that men go through. And here's we're going to approach it from two different perspectives. There are obviously men in the dog stage, there are men in the player stage, and there are men in the ready to settle down stage. And so a lot of women, you know, real quick, you know, if you're in that emotionally unavailable state that we speak of, you're going to attract the liars, the dogs, the cheaters, and the players. So that kind of covers the dog and the player stages. But there are some other, there's that last stage that can be a little bit more tricky. You know, there are the men in the ready to settle down stage who also, unfortunately, find themselves with a wandering eye, find themselves in a predicament where they're facing temptation because of some things that are going on at home. And obviously, again, you know, the right thing to do would be to communicate that and articulate, hey, look, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm going through. But unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. So we want to talk tonight about some specific ways to identify, one, why it's happening, but then also some very specific ways to avoid it from happening to you. And to do that, we're actually going to make this is something I've never really done before. I usually, you know, before every show, I come up with an outline. You know, that's how, you know, it's very organized, you know, it tends to flow. We do a lot of freestyling here on the show, but believe it or not, it's actually very structured. But tonight I didn't do that. The reason for that is because you guys gave me my outline. You guys gave me the structure. Because all of the answers that I would have added, you guys pretty much, you know, covered them all in the Friends of the Dayton Tolbert Show group on the thread specifically addressing the topic of how to avoid being cheated on. So I'm going to put some people out there. I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but I'm going to give credit to the because there were some people who gave some excellent, excellent answers, and I feel like they deserve credit for that. So and I'm just going to read them verbatim. Like, all these answers are coming straight from you guys. Now, obviously, I picked the best ones. I included a couple ones that were not so good, and I want to talk about why they weren't so good. So that's what we're going to do tonight, man. You guys are, as always, welcome to call in with any questions or comments or feedback. Phone lines are always open, 646-200-0366. Hit the number one on your keypad if you have a question or comment. Courtney is here with me this evening. Courtney, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get a chance to check out the well, first, before we even get into that, what did you think about I think the first time in a while we've done three live shows in a week. Any feedback you got from the first two nights this week?
Oh, yeah. Everyone really enjoyed the show. Especially the last one with the guys on, that was an excellent show. It was just great because, you know, I was participating in a thread and in the group, and it was just like the Holy Spirit was so present. It was just an excellent show, and that's what everyone was saying. So I really enjoyed it.
It's funny. It's really funny because it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. Like, that wasn't even a show that I was going to do. And it's been a while since I've gotten that much feedback. Like, some people, a lot of people posted things in the group, but a lot of people just reached out to me privately. I'm talking about people who, you know, you don't see. Like, this show is heard by a lot of people all around the world. And the vast majority of them, obviously, you don't hear from, you don't see. But there's so many people, so many letters that I get, so many inboxes from people who prefer to remain anonymous and just kind of lay low and just listen, which is totally fine. So I just want to let you guys know I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the support because it motivates us to keep doing what we do every night. And so, yeah, I'm just, you know, keep that. So I'll even read some of them a little bit later on, some really great comments. So that was that. Tonight's show is brought to you by Tolbert Relationship Counseling, which is obviously my business. Courtney is an associate where we provide relationship counseling. Primarily over the years, you guys have known me to really deal with single women. Excuse me, specifically designed to helping young women find love and find happiness and dealing with the hurt, pain, and resentment that often keeps them from being blessed with the man that God has for them. Well, I'm expanding. I've told you guys before that I don't do a lot of couples counseling. I want to expand that. So I have an office here in Philadelphia where I'm opening it up to you guys for marriage counseling, for premarital counseling, for couples counseling. So I want to invite you guys on in. If you're going through something here in the Philadelphia area, call me. Excuse me, something in my throat. Call me at 855-55-DATON or shoot me an email at datan@trctoday.com, and we can go ahead and schedule an appointment. Don't worry, if you guys are outside of the state or outside of the country, definitely still call toll-free to the 800 number. And, I also provide teleconferencing for individuals as well as singles. So definitely reach out. I'm looking forward to you guys. If you guys are in Philly, right on off of City Line Avenue behind Saks Fifth Avenue. So come on out and we can go ahead and, get it in, solve some of these problems. What's up with that, Courtney? How you feel about expansion?
I love it. I mean, that's so great. You know, God is really, really blessing you, and it's just so great to see it, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. God is good, man. You know, God is good. And, you know, it's funny that it's funny. Here's the funniest thing about it is that we were just talking on Tuesday night about, I mean, who remembers Tuesday night's show? I didn't even think about that until just this second. But, yeah, I mean, who goes and gets a, you know, a brand new office? You know, nice part of the neighborhood, expansion. Literally the day after, you know, doing a classic 3-hour show on how God rewards you for, you know, with the desires of your heart for you know, putting him first and acknowledging him in all your ways and, you know, finding pleasure and delight in the Lord. You understand? And that's how it works. So I'm just a living testimony. You know, Courtney's a living, walking testimony. So, you know, just hopefully that can be a blessing to you guys as well. Let's go ahead and jump into it, man. You know, like I said, it's not going to be a terribly long show, but I really just wanted to touch on some things for you this evening on in regards to, you know, why men do the things that they do. You know, and let me just tell y'all something. It's interesting because me and the perspective I bring to it, you know me, I wasn't always a nice guy. You know, I've had the friends with benefits. I've had the jump-offs. I've done some things that I'm not proud of. But, you know, there are very few people, if any, who understand, you know, why these things happen. And it's not a pretty thing. The truth is not a joke. It's ironic that they have so many entertainers who are now giving relationship advice, you know, your Steve Harveys, your Moniques, your Wendy Williams. I mean, it's actually ridiculous because the truth is not funny. In fact, the truth should, if given right, relationship advice, if given properly, counseling, it should actually make you uncomfortable. You know, you can't have cancer and cure it with two Tylenols. You've got to go through chemotherapy. You've got to go under the knife through surgery. These are serious things. These are not laughing matters. You know, you look at so many people are, I mean, you look at relationships. I was watching the news. A young woman tried to, she stabbed her husband, beat her husband to death. You know, just there's so many different things going on. Michael Jackson's daughter tried to commit suicide. You know, people are really depressed out here. People are going through issues. These are people's lives. The devil literally will send people into your life, send situations into your life with the sole purpose of destroying you. Some of you guys already know that. So this is not a laughing matter. This is serious. And we want to treat it as such. And so I just want to take a little bit of time to talk about that. Courtney, did you hear about Mike Jackson's daughter?
Yeah, I was listening to that on the radio. That was crazy.
Yeah, it's you know, it's unfortunate. So we just want to continue to pray for people who are going through things. In fact, let me read something. Got a little testimony here from a young woman. She says, Dayton, I spoke to you on the telephone a few days ago. It was really hard for me to understand men. I always wondered if I would understand them and how they view us as women. You are truly a blessing from God. The majority of men would not give it to us the way that you do. After listening to your show, I've decided to make some alterations in my life. It's amazing how I thought was so different from how men really are and how they view us. God bless you and thank you again. I really, really need this advice. So that's just that's a young woman I'm working with. And it's great to hear from young women who appreciate the advice, who not only appreciate the advice, but who can hear the advice the way it needs to be given. Because you know me, I don't sugarcoat. I'm very blunt. I'm very direct, and you know I keep it real. So in some women that offends other women, you know, obviously they appreciate it. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. I'll leave this young woman anonymous, but I had a situation with a young woman who I work with, and you guys know, Courtney, you know, I do Facebook profile analyses, or analysis. What's the plural of analysis, Courtney?
Analyses.
Analyses, okay. They learn something new.
Yeah, you learn something new.
There you go. Yeah, so that's what I do, and you know, Courtney, you know how I do it. Listen, I told you specifically, you look like a hoe. You know, up on that hammock, you know, you had a lot of pictures. I mean, you had tons of men telling you how sexy you are and posing with different guys. I mean, so, listen, I mean, Courtney knows, many of you know, Erin specifically, shout out to her. I mean, so many of you that listen every night, you know I've had to tell you some uncomfortable things. Well, a young woman, she actually took offense to me telling her some things, and actually she felt like I was, she said I'm attacking her, all right? And the thing about that is listen, I don't attack anyone. I don't discriminate against anyone. I keep it real. And what something you guys need to know about me, okay, I take what I do very seriously. And, I mean, I'm talking about professionally. And I want everyone to know something. Never have I ever, you know, betrayed someone's confidence or put someone on blast from a counseling perspective. Now, if you, you know, you come out publicly and you want to try to play me and you want to do that, I mean, that's a different thing. But I'm talking about when you reach out for help privately, anonymously, what we talk about is between me and you. And you guys know that. You know what I mean? And a young woman, she felt like I had, you know, she took some things personally. And she felt like some things that were said on Facebook related to, like, her, and not knowing that a lot of the advice I give was given, you know, like years ago. But so I just wanted to kind of put that out there. So, and I'll just say it now, anyone who even thinks that you hear something on this show or you may see on Facebook that maybe it's about you or I'm talking to you or saying something subliminal, like, listen, I don't do that. Nothing is subliminal. All right, guys. Courtney, you know that. Anything you want to say about that? Because you've been accused of similar things.
Yeah. You know, when people feel some type of way about something, you know, they want to feel like you're directly talking to them. But it's really them saying that they can relate to that. And it's really a cry for help when people do that. And so instead of accusing people of, you know, talking about you, really just do some self-reflection and say, well, maybe it's some things that I need to work on myself and maybe I need to reach out for help. That's what needs to happen.
That's it. That's all it is. We had a young woman who called into, what was it, Monday night show, and you actually heard us do a, you know, a live on-air emotional availability assessment. So, and I meant what I said. Like, what you guys heard is pretty much how it goes behind closed doors. So very, very few things were different. But shout out to you guys for listening. And you know, and not catching feelings, not, you know, and really, because it's hard to, when you can relate to something, when something hits you in the gut, it's hard to just hear that and not feel some type of way. But shout out to you guys who do and continue and hear it. Like this young woman, she said, I heard it and I made some alterations. I received it and I made some changes in my life. And that's what it's all about. Let's go ahead and get into it this evening. I want to, like I said, we're going to be talking tonight about, you know, just really how to avoid being cheated on. Courtney, you ever been cheated on?
I wouldn't call it that. I mean, it was just, I was strung along. Yeah. You know, I've experienced that. And I stuck in those situations for a very, very long time. So, yeah.
Have you had a man dealing with you and dealing with other women at the same time?
Yes, having sex with me unprotected and having sex with other women unprotected, yes.
And that's where we want to talk, or what we want to talk about tonight. Because see, in today's society, a big part of the problem is this. People get too caught up about who is right versus who is wrong. Life is not about right or wrong. My mom taught me that a long time ago. She said, you make sure you look both ways before crossing the street, because you can, she said, even if the light is green, she said, I don't care if you have the right way. I don't care if they have a stop sign, because you can be right, but you can also be dead. You understand that? Ladies, you can be right. You can do everything that you're supposed to do, right? But if you're letting somebody hit it raw and you guys, you know, have a arrangement or an agreement or some type of, you know, whatever it is that you think you have, I don't care what he says, he's having sex with other women, okay? If you're letting a man hit it raw with no commitment, no ring on your finger, That's not your husband. In today's day and age, that's just stupid. That's just, I mean, that's not smart. You understand what I mean? It's just not intelligent. Because to take that type of chance with your life where there's, I mean, chlamydia is so rampant, AIDS, you know, herpes, you know, I mean, it's just, it makes no sense, actually, to trust a man to that. And here's the crazy thing about it. The vast majority of women that I've worked with, if not just about every woman that I've worked with, have been in that situation. And we're talking about over 500 women. And so I'm just saying, you know, you got to be, and I've told them this personally, you know, you got to stop doing that. A lot of you guys have kids. You know, kids are, if not for yourself, then what do you tell, you know, the kids? Hey, mommy's got a little, you know, a disease now. Mommy's got to take these pills. I mean, it's not worth it. It's not worth it whatsoever. So I don't, and here, then I'll say this one last thing about that. From a male perspective, the only reason to not commit to a woman, meaning not wife her up, not give her the ring, not give, you know, update the Facebook status with, you know, saying in a relationship with, the only reason to not do those things, to put your pictures out there, to, you know, show you off in front of family and friends and coworkers, or, you know, the whole nine, the only reason not to do those things is to have sex with other women. Because a lot of you guys are playing house. A lot of you guys are acting like you're in a relationship, and you're saying, well, we have everything but the title. Well, if you have everything but the title and he's not passionate about giving you the title, I can promise you he's dealing with other women. Otherwise, he would just wife you up. There's no reason not to. You know, I said, well, we're working on things. No, you're not working on things. There's nothing to work on. You're always going to be working on things. Me and my wife are working on things. Everybody's relationships are a work in progress. No relationship is perfect. It's just two people trying to make it that way. You understand that? So, you know, it's one of those things where it's never going to be 100% right, where everything is perfect, and you guys are, okay, now we can be together. We've been having sex. So you see, it's just no point. Any thoughts on that, Courtney?
I mean, that's pretty much how it goes, and it's just really unfortunate that a lot of us women will just stay in those situations and hoping it'll get better and, you know, just, you know, scared to leave because, you know, we're scared that we're going to miss out on, you know, a great man. And, you know, I think the show is going to really be helpful. It's going to shed light on what's really going on.
Yeah, and here's the thing, guys. We were talking earlier on about, I'm sorry. Time out. Pause. Can we take a quick break, Courtney? Can we just 2 seconds?
Sure.
Listen, guys. Just listen for a second. I mentioned yesterday, okay, we're going to be unveiling the new design for the Don't Be a Psycho t-shirts, okay? Real quick. I know we're just, you know, quick pause. You know, like they got the TV show, they just interrupt your regular scheduled program for like 2-3 minutes just to give you a special. This is that. I'm looking at the design right now. My designer and I have been communicating via email. Certain people, certain select people, only like 2 or 3 people, Courtney's one of them, my wife is another one, you know, Nikki is another one, you know, you understand it? Like, have seen the actual designs, and we've been kind of collaborating together on which to make it perfect. And if, you know, Courtney had some suggestions, Nakia had some suggestions. Shout out to Erin. I let her check it out. She had a couple of suggestions. Now, what I'm looking at now is the culmination of everyone's suggestions. And I think we have a winner here. I think the shirts are going to be great. Courtney, based on what you saw, the one that you like best out of the ones that you saw, what do you think about the shirts?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Just a great color scheme. It's just very fun. I know a lot of women are going to enjoy it and just will love to wear it. I'm excited about seeing what it looks like, you know, the finished product. I'm excited about seeing that.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to send it to you right now while we're on air, and you can tell everybody what you think based on what you saw initially and then what you see now. I'm about to send it to you in a couple seconds. You go. So, look, guys, I say all that to say it's coming. Sooner rather than later. Like, I mean, like next week later. You know what I'm saying? Like, purchase next week. You know what I mean? But I'll keep you posted. Just watch out. They're sexy. We're going to start out with the tanks. I asked you guys what you get, tank tops or the T-shirts. We're going to start out with the tank tops. It's summertime. It's fun. They're sexy. You know what I mean? And then, you know, keep it going into the fall. We'll you know, rock out with the actual T-shirt. So shout out to you guys for already expressing so much interest in supporting the new movement. Because there's some psychos out there, right? I mean, there's some psychos. So don't be a psycho. this is the phenomenon. I'm, like, hype about it. You know what I'm saying? So are you excited as I am, Courtney?
Yes, I'm so excited. I am so, so excited.
I'm excited, man. Shout out to everybody who got the Emotionally Available T-shirts last year. Sold out of them. You know what I mean? Probably bring those back at some point. But, yeah, I'm really focused on these Don't Be a Psycho T-shirts. These are going to make those ones look like just nothing. This is crazy. So, anyway, I'm sorry, guys. So just a little quick commercial break, okay? But, yeah, so back to this whole cheating thing. And why? Where do we – you know, obviously I lost my train. What were you talking about at that exact moment when we were interrupted by myself?
Good question, because you're distracting me. I don't know.
Who knows?
It doesn't even matter, guys.
We'll just pick up wherever. Look, guys, let's do this. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, what we're going to do is you guys are going to run this show. Your answers, your responses, your feedback is, you know, this is – you don't need me tonight. This is going to be you guys. So I just want to jump right into it. I'm going to start out with the first comment on the thread was the best comment in the thread. And if I could just say something real quick, I'm so proud of Miss Diana, okay? Shout out to her. Hopefully she's listening in. Because, and this is what we do. Like, this is what the whole purpose of this show, my counseling, it's to change lives. It's to affect lives. And I'm so proud of her because of just what I've seen. This is not someone who I've worked with privately, but just from being in the group, just from listening to the show, just from surrounding herself with positive individuals, I personally have seen a huge change in her. And this answer that she gave to this question, it would not have been given a couple months ago by her. I would never have expected that. In fact, I would have expected something totally opposite, because her views used to be off the wall. Just being honest with you, she used to be a psycho. You know, I'm just being honest. She little psycho. You know, shout out to that. She knows, has some issues. But I'm so proud of her now, because she's, like, really evolving. And to give this type of answer really shows that she gets it. Very few women truly get the concept of what it means to be emotionally unavailable and the ramifications of that. So here we are talking about, first of all, real quick, anything you want to say about Miss Diana? I know you've had more contact with her than me.
Yeah, I saw her answer, and you know, because I was going to go on and try to respond, but after I read her answer, I was like, wow, there's really nothing else to say after that. I mean, we could comment, but, like, she really gave the best answer. And I just wanted to say I'm just very proud of her. Like you said, she has made such a huge change. She's very positive, and I'm happy.
Very happy, very happy. A very cool young woman. The answer that was given was this. I think she's out on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, California.
Shout out to our West Coast listeners out there, L.A. and, you know, all those. Shout out to you guys. The question was, how do you avoid being cheated on? And shout out, you know, go ahead and add yourselves to the group or, you know, check out the post if you're already in there. But that was the question. And she gave a very simple answer, but a very profound answer, was to not date when you are emotionally unavailable. And that's where I want to start tonight's show out with, because we're going to talk about some other things that are going to be within the context of a dating situation, of a relationship, of a marriage, you know, in regards to how to avoid being cheated on, some more specific things. But this right here epitomizes, you know, what is going on, why people get cheated on, because it doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it just means you haven't done the self-reflection to know when you are in an emotionally unavailable state. And obviously, you know, you hang around the group, you listen to the show, you will know, you know, you specifically listen to the show entitled The Definition of Emotional Unavailability, you'll know exactly, that, you know, what that means and, you know, various forms of emotional unavailability that will cause you to attract the liars, the dogs, the cheaters, and the players. That's not just a gimmick or a cliche. I mean, that's who you will attract. And just briefly, just so you guys really get it, and we drive it home, the reason for that is because it's biblical. It's because it's spiritual. The Bible says, guys, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of God. Okay? But a lot of women take that verse for granted. They assume that God is talking about them. They assume that they are, in fact, that good thing. But if you are not that good thing, that would make it impossible for a man to find you and then say, God, I have achieved your favor. So if you are not that good thing, if you are in a state of emotional unavailability for whatever reason, sometimes, many times, through no fault of your own, that's going to cause you to not attract the man sent by God to love you, or otherwise known as an elite man. That's going to cause you to attract the men sent from who?
Satan.
Satan himself. Because like I said the other night, I believe, it's either one or the other. It's either men sent from God to love you or men sent from Satan to destroy you. And so if that's the case, you know, you're going to just attract the liars, the dogs, the cheaters, and the players. And so, well, how do you know that? How do you know what state you're in? Well, that's where the self-reflection comes in. That's where you have to know, okay, am I still in love with an ex? You know, as a result of maybe being cheated on by an ex or whoever, do I have trust issues? Have I developed an emotional wall up towards men? Most of you have. And so if you know that you have, ask yourself right now, like, well, do you have an emotional wall? Like, well, yeah, I kind of do. Like, are you not yourself? Do you hold back? Do you have a guard? Do you give, like, one-word answers? Do you try to keep people at arm's length? Do you use sarcasm as a defense mechanism to not let people really into getting to know who you are? If you answer yes to any of those questions, then you are in an emotionally unavailable state, which is absolutely going to cause you to attract the not-so-good men. One woman that I'm working with now, shout out to her, she'll remain anonymous, but she mentions that she does background checks on men, you know? And I had to tell her, I said, yo, that's, you can't do that. You don't need to do that. Because when you do that, a couple things are going on. One, you're saying, you know, I explained all this to her, I said, when you are trusting God 100%, when you have faith in God that you say, hey, God, bless me with a man who will love me and be honest with me, okay? You trust him to do that. So you say, okay, God, you're going to do that. But just in case you don't, and just in case I meet this loser, I'm going to go ahead and run his credit. I'm going to go ahead and run this criminal check to see what his fingerprints are talking about, see if there are any public records on. See, when you get into that, well, it's kind of like the same thing as signing a prenuptial agreement. God bless me with a husband. Bless our marriage through sickness and health, for better or for worse. But if it doesn't work out, at least I got this prenup in place so I don't go broke. No, you're not trusting God. And the Bible says clearly, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you can't expect to be blessed if God is not pleased with you. Sin is something that separates you from God. So if you're separated from God, you're not going to be close to God. And what's the likelihood of him blessing you with the desires of your heart? Pretty slim to none. Any thoughts on that, Courtney? And I know what you just saw, Courtney. I just sent you a little something real quick. Let them know what it is. What do you think about this new design?
I love it. It's everything I wanted. I'm so excited. I am so, so excited.
It's the best of both worlds. Shout out to Greg Goodwin. If you guys need any type of graphic design, website design, photo shoots, this guy's based in Philly. He does it all. check out, you know, Greg Goodwin on Facebook. It might be actually Gregory Graphics, I believe. Shout out to him. He does everything. He does all my book covers, all my foot. Well, used to do my photo shoots, but all my any graphic designs that I need, he pretty much takes care of them. So any design emotionally available T-shirts, he designed this one. So, you know, definitely good peoples. But yeah, so. But again, I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say about that?
About what you said, I wanted to say, you know, I can definitely disagree with not trusting God and just wanting just to, you know, do things on my own. I thought about the background checks. You know, I had psycho tendencies.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
Hey, it is what it is. But anyways, I thought about doing stuff like that and just really digging deep and, you know, because I really wasn't trusting God. And then also I wasn't ready to date anyways. So it was just all of that. I should have just really fell back and just really did a lot of self-reflection instead of just jumping into it. Like, if you have to do that, like you said, you don't need to be in a relationship.
You don't need to be in a relationship, and you don't even need to be dating. You understand that, guys? Stop. And that's the foundation of it. That's how it starts, is dating and dealing with men when you are in an emotionally unavailable state. And let me say this, and I get it. A lot of times it's because, you know, you're not 25 anymore. In fact, you might be 35, 39, 40, you know, and you don't necessarily want to just chill. You don't want to just wait and work on yourself. In fact, you want to multitask. Well, I can work on myself. A young woman today, she said, or the other day, she, you know, I asked her, I said, how are things going? She said, well, you know, I'm just going to focus on God, you know, and I feel like that's everything I need. I said, that's cool. See, the problem is this, though. You can focus on God all you want, and I advise that. You know, but the problem with that is that it takes more than just focusing on God. You've got to understand how men think. You've got to not just understand what God wants for your life and have that closeness with God, but you've actually got to know what men look for in a wife. And unfortunately, that can only come from men. It can, well, I'll put it like this. It can come from two places. It can come from me, you know what I mean, from an advice standpoint, from a counseling standpoint, or it can come from years and years and years of trial and error. And for many of you, that's what it's been. A lot of you throughout your 20s, your teens, you thought that men liked the big butts, they liked the big breasts, they liked the cute faces, the small waist, the freaks in the bed. You know, and for the majority of your life, you thought that's what would get you a husband. Well, through trial and error, you found out, at now 37, that's not it. That's actually not what men look for in a wife. That's what they look for in the bedroom. So you can do that. You can try it that way, and you can have the greatest relationship with God in the world. But until you actually know what's going on in these minds, the minds of these men, you know, you're going to be kind of left out. Can you relate to that at all, Courtney? Was there ever a time in your life where you thought that's what men wanted?
Yeah, and since I thought that's what they wanted, I would try to accentuate those parts, you know, through wearing certain types of clothing, tight, revealing clothing, because, you know, I thought that's what it took to become someone's wife. So, yeah, I can agree with that.
And I'm actually going to incorporate this, now that I think about it, into my counseling. Courtney, this is a good thing, just how to avoid being cheated on, because I think that's very important. Just so you guys know, what I do is I have a five-phase cycle towards 100% emotional availability. And throughout those five phases, you stick with it, I guarantee you will be found by that man that God has for you. Get started as soon as possible. But I want to add that the last phase of the process is actually understanding men. And I save that specifically for the last stage because, you know, after you've worked on yourself, after you've molded yourself into the best possible woman, well, you've got to understand exactly what those men look for. So that's the process. So I'm glad Diana stepped up with that great answer, and shout out to everyone who gave it the thumbs up. A lot of people co-signed it. It's, you know, just a really great answer, the perfect answer to this question, not dating when you're in that emotionally unavailable state. Now, let's keep it moving because now we have another answer. I'm just going to go down the line. These are in no particular order, but Amber, shout out to Amber, an old friend of mine from college, actually. She gave another really good answer, and she kept it real. She said, well, by being a good woman, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, turn a house into a home for him. Oh, this! She just gave me my whole outline. This is everything. She says, turn a house into a home for him, keep yourself looking good, respect yourself. She capitalized that. She said, respect yourself and have respect for him, challenge him spiritually, and take care of his needs so that he won't have to look elsewhere. And then she says, and make him a sandwich. You know, which is, honestly, guys, you know me from, you guys have listened to this show for years. You know we talk about these issues every day. And a bit, one of the things that's in my books, my CD, I talk about on the show all the time, is the three ways that men need to be stimulated. Okay? The three ways that all men need to be stimulated in a relationship are, and I've been saying this for years, and she summed them up, and I don't even think she, you know, she's married. You know, it's clear Amber's married. You know what I mean? That should be clear by this answer. But what I say is they have to be stimulated mentally, and she got that one there. She says intellectually, which is obviously mentally, emotionally, and physically. Now, physically does not necessarily have to mean sexually. That's what a lot of women don't seem to get. They think that physical always means sexual, and it doesn't. It just means he has to be stimulated with you physically. And so those things, and obviously spiritually is, you know, that's like a given. You want to stimulate him spiritually. You want to have that great relationship with God, and you want to help him also have that great relationship with God. Courtney, what did you think about this list given by Amber?
I thought it was great. She covered a lot. She really did. I mean, she said so many things. Basically, being a great woman, don't make life a living hell for him. You know, just really be that support. You know, she didn't say these words, but, you know, don't nag. You know, you want to be supportive. It was just so many great things that she said that some women out here really lack. So I think it was a great answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that, and again, please hear this. Like, I really don't want anyone to feel like, you know, we are putting everything on the woman, like we are absolving men of responsibility, because we're not. That is not what this show is about, and it's not what this show has ever been about or will ever be about. I am here for you guys. Honestly, I could give a darn, I'll say that, about these guys out here, honestly. I mean, I they're going to do what they're going to do depending on the stage that they're in. They're not my concern. You know, yes, I'll give advice to men occasionally, but you guys as women, specifically black women, are my number one priority, are my concern. You guys are who I'm passionate about helping. So that's the purpose. I don't want to talk about after the fact how to, you know, why did men cheat after you've been cheated on? Like, there's no point. I mean, there's a point, but you get it. It's a better use of time to talk about how to prevent it, how to, one, help you be found by that man, but also how to keep that man satisfied. If you guys have some time, and, you know, shout out to whoever's listening, throw it in the group for me, as we do. Throw up there my special on Cater to You. Out of all these songs Beyonce and them have done that are killing black women, harming black women, destroying the any chances they have to be found by love with these ridiculous songs like Independent Woman and Survivor and Single Ladies and Freakum Dress and all this ridiculous stuff, out of all that garbage, this, you know, Cater to You, ironic, and here's the irony, the absolute definition of irony is that Cater to You is literally the perfect song for a relationship. It's the perfect, it epitomizes what a woman should do and can do to keep a man satisfied who is in that ready to settle down stage, who is an elite man, who is being led by God, who feels as though he has achieved the favor of God by finding you. To whom much is given, much is also required. So that's why you have to cater to him from time to time. You have to, remain the same chick he fell in love with. A lot of y'all don't do that, and so we're going to break these down a little bit, but, Amber definitely, she stuck her foot all up in this one right here. This is a classic answer, right off the top of her head, it seems like. Here's the first thing. What does she mean here? Being a good woman, all right? Well, what does that even mean? What does being a good woman mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, having the best personality, a high level of respectability, and 100% emotional availability. If you have those three things, ladies, you're not going to be cheated on, plain and simple. The reason why you're not going to be cheated on is because you are going to be that Proverbs 31 woman. You are going to be emotionally available, and you're going to be found by the man that God has for you, who will be a true man of God. True men of God don't cheat. Now, someone said, well, I'm not into these men of God because these men of God, they end up cheating. Well, then, if they end up cheating, then they're not men of God. If you're a fake man of God, then you're not a man of God. True men of God are actual men of God. They're being led by God, so they're not going to do those things. Now, yeah, there are a lot of fraudulent men of God, out here, but, that's not what you want. Talking about the elite men of the world. So that's the first thing. You become that great woman. If you need help, that's what, I can help you with that. Courtney can help you with that. We will get you to that point. All right? Intellectually. All right? This is, a lot of people don't focus on this one. But again, let's break it up. We're talking about how to avoid being cheated on. Right? So if we're talking about how to avoid being cheated, well, why do men cheat? Well, one of the main reasons why men cheat is not because he sees a big butt out in the street and he says, damn, I want to hit that. We see big butts every day, and everybody does. I see big butts every day, and I'm not out there cheating. That's nothing. A big butt is not going to make a man cheat, ladies. I just want y'all to understand that. Please understand that. We see big butts every day. I don't care where your man works. There's somebody there with a fatty, okay? There's somebody attractive at that job. I promise you that. He sees people on his commute. He sees women at the gym. Wherever he goes, he sees women and could cheat if he so chose. Don't think that that's not the case for any man. It's about what is he rooted in, which we talked about on Tuesday. Is he rooted in the word or in the world? Does he love you or does he not? I'll tell y'all a quick story. And shout out to my man Dre. From back in the day, we got a little inside joke from the movie Disclosure, right? Courtney, remember, we've told this story before. We tell it every. I talk about it every time we do a show like this on Why Men Cheat. Do you remember seeing Disclosure, Courtney? Have you seen that?
No, I don't even recall the story. What happened?
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something, Courtney. You know, I always give you homework and stuff. Yo, check that out when you get some time. Like this, if you're looking for a good movie, check out Disclosure with Michael Douglas, Demi Moore, pretty much Michael Douglas and Demi Moore, those are the main characters. Check it out. And if many of you saw it, I mean, it's older. This one was like late 90s, probably something like that, So in the movie, Michael Douglas is a corporate America type of guy, big successful businessman. Demi Moore is his superior. Long story short, there's an attraction there. She comes on to him. He's not feeling it, but she keeps coming on to him, and she basically throws herself onto him, and giving him a massage. She ends up giving her a massage, and then she tries to go down on him, and she's doing some stuff. And so, long story short, he's like, no, stop it, stop. He's doing what these women be doing. It's like, stop, no, I can't do this. And then there's a point where he says, okay. You want to do this, And he's like, all right, come on. And he's gripped her up and throws it. He's like, oh, she's like, all right, he's going to do it. He was going to give her what she wanted. And so right in that moment, he was about to succumb to the temptation. had a wife, had a kid, had a family. At that moment, his wallet falls out his pocket. And as his wallet falls out the pocket, it falls open to the pictures of his family. And in that split second is when the decision was made, is he going to cheat or is he not going to cheat? And the reason that he did not cheat was because of the thought at that moment of his wife and his family, but specifically his wife. And I'm just telling y'all, ladies, that's how that split second of, am I thinking about my wife? Am I stimulated by my wife? Do I love my wife? Or when I get home, am I going to have to hang, you know what I'm saying? Why didn't you take out the test? You know, are we going to have a knockdown, drag out fight about nothing? Which is it? Does he love you? Does he miss you? Is he thinking about you? Or is he dreading going home? I can promise you, 99.9% of the time, if it's the latter, he's smashing off Demi Moore right there in the corporate America boardroom. What do you think about that story, Courtney?
And that's true. And I think a lot of women, they just don't want to admit that, you know, it may have been certain things. You know, they may have played a role in the man cheating, and they, you know, want to say, well, you know, he shouldn't have done that. Of course, I mean, it's not right, but you have to admit that maybe there were some things that you should have been working on or things you shouldn't have done. Maybe you shouldn't have been nagging. Maybe you shouldn't have been yelling. You know, it's like we can't always play the victim.
Right. I mean, you can't. You have to take some responsibility. You've got to take. But again, either way it would have gone down, would Michael Douglas have been wrong? Either, absolutely. That's what we're saying. There's no, even if his wife would have been, not taking care of him or whatever, it's wrong. See, because, you know, got the psychos out there. We got the psychos out there who need to see the shirts. Don't be a psycho. Because I'm saying clearly that he was wrong. Like, psychos will hear this show, but then still say, well, what about the men? They don't know. Like, that's psycho right there. You understand it? So it's not about right or wrong. It's about what's real. And your man will cheat on you if when that wallet falls to the ground, the first thought that comes to his head is a negative one, it's a wrap. So how do you avoid it? And they're even hearing my voice, even hearing this, there are still women who have been cheated on who say, oh, I ain't feeling that crap. Let me go ahead and watch the rerun of Scandal. I ain't feeling this. Turn this show off. This is some foolishness. No, it's not foolishness. It's real. The key is to love your man and to humble yourself and to make it so that he doesn't dread coming home. Make it so that he doesn't end up in the strip club getting head. Remember that show we did, classic Keeping Real Fridays, from about where we talked about a man called into the show saying that he cheats on his wife because he can't get she doesn't give head. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a crazy show right there. And a lot of people, they didn't really like our answer. It was me and Gerald. They didn't like our answer because we said, like, yo, well, you know, we said that he was clearly wrong, but there are a lot of things that she could have done in that situation to avoid being placed in, you know, in that situation. All right? So in a nutshell, that's in regards to intellectuality, mental stimulation. You really want to make sure he's thinking about you. Because here's the thing. If he's thinking about you, he can't be thinking about somebody else. Can't think about two people at the same time. He's thinking about you, or if he's not thinking about you, chances are he's thinking about that you know, that woman who wears the khakis that are a little bit too tight. You know, the dress shirt, the blouse, that's a little bit too fitted, where the buttons pop open a little. You see those type of people in the office, workplace.
Yeah, it's one at every job.
Yeah. It's more than one.
Yeah, I was about to.
It's a whole bunch of them. Yo, I used to walk. I tell you, Courtney, I was this freak chick. I told my wife about this. This freak chick. I'm like the cubicle, all back in the day. And I'm chilling, you know, and a young woman, I go to the elevator. She's like, she looks me dead in my eye. She was already in there. She was like, what did she say? I want to say it right. She was like, are you going down? Because I'm going down. And go look me dead in my eye and give me some type of seductive smile. I'm like, I'll take the steps. I'm not going nowhere with you. Okay, I'll take this step. That's when I did the workout. I said, I'm going to start this fitness thing. That's why I'm going to take the steps from now on. These chicks are crazy. Chicks are psycho. You know what I'm saying? Like, looked in the eye. I was straight up just the devil all up in her. And so that's kind of how it goes. But, yeah, so you definitely want to just, you know, make sure you're stimulating your man mentally and intellectually. Any thoughts on that?
No, I mean, you pretty much said it all.
Let's move it, keep it moving. Cause we're going to talk about some other people's responses, but Amber really did a great job on this one. Obviously, she said spiritually, emotionally. I want to talk about that a little bit. Emotionally is, you know, that encompasses a lot. All right? Emotionally is, you know, support, is affection. Emotionally, you know, has to do with, you know, do I feel secure with you? Or, and, you know, every time we have a fight, are you telling me you can't do this or I can pack my stuff or you're sleeping on the couch or I could get another nigga to do this or I could have another you here in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute. Only hoes talk like that. Just so you guys know, that Beyonce song, that's a hoish song. That's the epitome of a hoe. We did a show, Courtney and I, a few months ago, entitled The Definition of a Hoe. If you're with a man who you're having sex with, but you find out that he's not treating you right or he's cheating on you, but you say, I could have another you here in a minute, matter of fact, here in a minute, that means you're already dealing with him. You already have somebody in the pipeline. That means you're a hoe. You can't, if you can have somebody there just like that, then what have you probably been cheating the whole time, which is hoish behavior. A lot of women don't see it that way, though, Courtney.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. You know, a lot of women walk around, you know, thinking like, oh, you know, I'm the prize, and you should treat me right, and you should do this, and you should do that. And, you know, it's crazy. And they'll have these men on the side, you know, stragglers. We call them stragglers. You know, men that call them every now and then that they haven't cut off, and you know, just don't play those types of games. Like, either you are going to be in a relationship or you're not, but don't be doing all the extras. You don't have to do all that.
Right, right. You don't. You don't at all. You don't have to, and you shouldn't, okay? Otherwise, it's going to leave you in a situation where, one, you're not going to be in God's will because God doesn't reward that type of behavior. So it's best to just say, hey, look, you know what? If I'm not being treated the way I want to, let me just leave, deal with the issues, heal from those issues so that you can be emotionally available to be found by the man that he does have for you. But never play those types of games. So there's that. But emotionally is key. You know, we have to feel loved by you. I'll tell you guys something. You know, we always have to revisit this situation where we got the letter, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but there was a classic situation where the guy called into the show. Actually, he wrote into the show saying that, you know, he wanted to start a business, and he asked his wife about it, and not only did she not support the business, but she laughed at the business. She said it was a stupid idea. She said that it wouldn't be successful, and that and so that really hurt his feelings. This was something that he wanted to do, you know, his whole life, and you know, it ended up being the type of situation where he ended up cheating with a woman who supported him. And he said blatantly, maybe I'll post it in the group a little bit later. I got to dig through the archives and find it. But it's one of the most famous situations in the history of this show, one of the deepest situations, where he said, look, I don't even love – he said, do I love this woman? No. Do I want to be with this woman? No. He said, no. He said, I love my wife. He said, I would love to be home to kiss my kids and tuck them in bed every night. He said, the only thing is, he said, that this woman, she gives me what I need emotionally. You know, and because I'm not getting what I need emotionally, that's driving me into the arms of the person who does give me what I need emotionally and support-wise. Now, is that a justification? Is that a excuse? No, I mean, Gerald and I both told him that he was dead wrong regardless. He even said, I know I'm wrong. So it's not, that's why I say it's not a matter of right or wrong. He knows he's wrong. I know he's wrong. You know he's wrong. I mean, that's obviously he's wrong. But it's just, could this situation have been avoided? Now, after hearing the advice that Gerald and I gave for the newer listeners, his wife, interestingly enough, also listens to the Data on Tober show. You guys know we're heard all over the world, certainly all over the country. This woman was listening, and he didn't even know his wife knew of a Data on Tober. You know what I mean? So she happened to be listening down in the basement or in the bedroom, and he was in the basement. She said she wrote in saying that she heard his letter. She knew it was him. She heard our response, and she said that if she had found out that he was cheating but not heard our advice to him and about the situation, she said she would have killed him in his sleep. And this is one of those psychos, you know what I mean? She said, but look, and this was right around the time when Steve McNair was killed by his psycho chick. And so, yeah, it ended up being a type of situation where she said blatantly, she's like, yeah, I would have killed him right when he slept. And so, but she said, because I heard your advice, because I heard, you know, and I saw the error of my ways, I see how what I did made him feel, how that made, like, I am now going to be a great wife. I am going to support him. She said, but, you know, well, obviously she said, if he ever does it again, then it's a wrap. But she said, I do understand the role that I played in it. And, you know, hopefully we can go ahead and, you know, work this out. And so, first of all, I know you remember that situation. Any thoughts on there? Anything to add?
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. I mean, as extreme as, you know, her actions or what she would have done, how as extreme as that is, I'm just happy that she didn't go there, and I'm happy that she did some self-reflection and really thought, just really acknowledged what, you know, the role that she played and things that she may have, you know, done wrong or could have done better. And I think that's awesome. So that's what I think about that. And it just goes to show one last thing, that it's not all physical like we think. We think that men cheat because of a physical, you know, her body and all that stuff. But that's not the reason at all. It's more so emotional.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's literally, I mean, that's like the vast majority of it right there. I mean, physical is, like I told you, that's the physical comes as a result of the emotional needs not being met. So and that's where it starts. So it's really about knowing your mate. And the funny thing is that here's the funniest thing about it. Ironically, if you ask women, you know, mostly when we're talking about men in the context of why men cheat, and you say that, women are like, oh, well, whatever, that's no excuse. But let somebody ask a woman, why do women cheat? Well, what are they going to tell you, Courtney?
Probably because of physical reasons.
I think I phrased it wrong. Basically, most women will tell you that they cheat when they are not being taken care of emotionally. You would agree with that, right?
Oh yeah, I would say that. I mean, yeah, emotionally too. But there are, I guess, I was thinking, you know, the psycho mentality because of him, like his performance in the bedroom. I guess is what I was thinking, because I hear a lot of women say that.
Oh, that exactly. That is very much so the case. You're right. That's what the hoes do. But I think here's a very big misconception. It's not only, let me put it very carefully. Hoes are not the only ones who cheat. Okay? There are a lot of quote unquote good girls. Now, I'm using that term loosely. Good girls who cheat. But make no mistake about it. Those are, in fact, hoes. See, we don't make excuses for hoish behavior on this show. You know, the psychos right now are saying, well, what about the men? Well, what's a man that cheats, Dadon? Isn't he a hoe too? Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely is. See, that's why I tell y'all, see, you know, anyone who cheats is a hoe. Whether it's a man, he's a hoe. If a woman cheats, she's a hoe. That's hoish behavior. Like those women you see up on Mari who are, you know, I have a secret to tell you. Okay, what's the secret? Well, you know, I mean, it's Mari Povich. What do you think the secret is? She's like, well, actually, yeah, I cheated on you, and the baby might not be yours. Yo, could you imagine somebody saying it? Well, obviously, you wouldn't imagine, but can you imagine somebody being in that situation?
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. I don't even know what to say that.
Here's the funniest thing about it. People watch these shows, even Jerry Springer to a certain extent. You know, they watch these shows and they say, oh, no, that's fake. And, you know, this and that. I mean, listen, it's not fake at all. I deal with that stuff every day. These are real-life stories. You understand? Like, yeah, is it scripted? Especially Jerry Springer. Like, is it scripted? Are the fights fake? Is it, you know, is it very structured? Are some of the reactions staged? Yeah, absolutely. But the situations themselves are real. These are real situations. Those tears that you see a lot of times, those are real tears. You know what I'm saying? These lie detectors, I mean, those are people. People say, oh, they're stupid. Well, no, I mean, just as stupid as they are, some of you guys, you know how it goes when you stay with a cheater. You know, some people feel as though, all right, well, if he fails the lie detector test, well, I'm leaving. But well, it's the same thing for you. If I log into his Facebook page and I see that he's been communicating with other women, then I'm gone. Well, why do you need a lie detector test? Why do you need to log into Facebook? You already know he's cheating. You know, and it's funny. I've been watching Mari for the last like 20 years, man. Like, it's just like my guilty pleasure, and it's weird. I've seen hundreds of those situations, and every single time, I'm hoping. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm waiting and I'm hoping for Mari to just ask him, like, why? If you know, if you have his panties, if you brought the chick's panties that you found in your bed to the show, you have them in your purse, why are you staying with him? Why are you even here? Why do you need a lie detector? Like, why do you want to even be with him? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you see, I always want him to ask that question. Like, why have you stayed with him? Why did you stay with him after the first time you caught him cheating? You know what I'm saying? But obviously he'll never ask that question, but I always want him to. So these are all things that are important, you know, important to think about, all right, as far as the reasons why. But let's keep it moving, though. More great answers by Amber. She gave me my whole outline right here. What else? Turn a house, real quick, physically. What does that mean? Okay, what does physically but not sexually mean? What do you think? What do you make of that, Courtney?
I just think that's just keeping your appearance up. You know, that has nothing to do with, you know, sexually, just be presentable and just be that same woman that he met. You know, don't, because I think a lot of women, they'll get into relationships or, you know, get married to the man, and then, you know, they were, you know, fly, you know, when they first met the guy, just had it all together. But then it was like, you know, after they got married, a lot of women will, you know, let themselves go and get comfortable because they feel like, okay, I got the man, so I don't have to do anything anymore. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to look a certain type of way. I don't have to, you know, be pretty. I can just kind of let myself go. But no, I mean, you still want to keep yourself up. You still want to be that same attractive woman that you were when he met you.
Right. Absolutely. That's it. You gotta keep the appearance up. You know, Kelly Rowland in the song said, "I'll remain the same chick that you fell in love with." And you know, it's really crazy because she makes some downright hoish music. Like, I'm not sure I've heard anyone in modern, you know, memory or recent memory, modern history even, you know, make more hoish music than Kelly Rowland, even more so than Beyonce. Beyonce doesn't make as much hoish music, although she does make hoish music, but it's more so damaging music. That's the thing. It's weird. They each play a role. Beyonce is damaging, where Kelly Rowland is just blatant with it. She's just a hoe. I mean, just, you know, I want to do this. I want you to, you know, eat me out, and I like my kisses down low, and I want you to molest me. I mean, it's just like crazy stuff. Like, yo, what are you talking about? So, but yeah. But interestingly enough, and ironically, she, you know, that verse is really, her verse is really my favorite verse in the song, where she just says, like, yo, you know, if you like petite women, okay, I understand that. I was your type at one point, so obviously you're going to want me to remain the same type of woman who you fell in love with. There's nothing wrong with that. Just as like us men, we should remain the same, looking the same way, if not better, than when we met you. In fact, I mean, me and my wife are a good example of that. In fact, I think we both improved. I'll tell you something. Let me just say, I'm very proud of my wife. You know, she's never really been, she's always been a historically thin woman. I told you guys that the other night. You know, obviously she had the baby, and I never thought there was a problem with the weight, but, you know, she gained a couple pounds, nothing major, just went up to about, like, maybe 120. She used to be in, like, 110, I think. She went up to, like, 125, you know, which is obviously not a bad size, but she wanted to get back down. So what she did is there's this group, this organization called Black Girls Run. And, you know, she's been doing that. She's been getting up at, like, 4:45, running, like, 3 miles, and, you know, in the evenings on, like, certain other nights when she doesn't get up, she'll, like, go to the track over at St. Joseph's University and, you know, walk around the track and sometimes run. So, you know, now she's going out to Baltimore next couple, like, 2 weeks from now, doing a 3.3-mile race. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, which is something that is, this is all came about in the last couple of months. Like, our whole relationship, she hasn't been athletic at all. I mean, but that's just how she was built. She never had it. But now, so I'm just saying, there are certain things that you as women have to be aware of. You have to be proactive and say, I want to remain the same chick that he fell in love with. Now, obviously, she's not doing this exclusively for me, but I'd like to think that, you know, I have something to do with it, but mainly she wants to be in shape and healthy for herself, okay? And obviously, I do this. I go to the gym. You know, I've always been athletic. I play basketball. I play tennis. And, you know, I've always done that, ran track in high school, cross country. But so that's never been an issue for me, but I still stay in the gym, you know, a couple times a week and, you know, try to just remain the same guy that she fell in love with. So what do you think about that, Courtney? Is that how you're going to be in your marriage?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Because, I mean, right now that's how I am. You know, I work out, you know, 3 to 4 times a week, and I plan to keep that up, you know, not just let myself go and just, you know, blow up because I'm married. Like, I don't see myself being that type of woman at all.
Right, right. That's it. That's it. I mean, and don't take offense to that. Don't feel any type of way. It's just a matter of loving who you are, the skin that you're in, and being aware of what your husband or your boyfriend likes, and being that. So, you know, shout out to my wife, and shout out to everybody else out there who is passionate about, you know, keeping in shape. Check out, I don't know too much about it, although I've, you know, or hadn't known too much about it until my wife got into it, but Black Girls Run is a group. I believe they have branches. You ever heard of, they have those out there in Chicago?
Yeah, but I don't know. We have, like, certain organizations like that, but I don't know, like, the name of it. That's what I was trying to say. But
okay, cool. I know they actually have that one specifically, though. So whatever you guys do, ladies, whether it's running, whatever, just find something to do. Stay active. They say, and I'm not talking about sweating that weave out on that, because that's not exercise, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know, riding somebody, you know what I mean, like going crazy. I'm talking about cardio, you know, on your own. Just being honest. I'm just being real with you. I'm just saying. I mean, Courtney, do I need to elaborate? You know, do I need to go deeper into it? Because people know, like, how they feel sometimes. Say, oh, well, we got it in, so I'm good for the week. That's my cardio. No, but you can't eat cardio. You cannot eat the wrong things and then do 20 minutes on a treadmill walking and think you're wasting your time. I had my homie Bassett, when he was really putting me on and teaching me about health and fitness and the body, I used to think that I used to go work out and then go to McDonald's afterwards. You know, he'd be like, yo, what did you do? Or I would get on a treadmill or go play basketball and then stop at McDonald's, have a milkshake. And be like, yo, you know you just wasted your time, right? I'm like, what you mean? Right, you didn't do anything. If you burn 500 calories, you know, on a treadmill or walking around the track for 20 minutes or whatever it is, and then you go to McDonald's, one freaking burger has 700 calories in it. Did you know that? Did you know how many calories, like, one burger has in it?
Yeah, I believe it. That's why I don't eat them.
I mean, it's not even, I mean, forget one burger. I mean, it's probably more than that, to be honest with you. It's like probably like closer to like 1,000 calories. Throw the fries in there. Yo, you're having like 2,000 calories in like one meal. 20 minutes on a treadmill, it might burn 200 calories. Maybe. You see how this stuff works? So you're literally wasting it. You might as well not even get on the treadmill because it's like a waste of time. The key to it is to not eat the garbage. Throw the soda in there. Yo, that's another like 500 calories. Some of y'all are having like 5,000 calorie meals for lunch and then doing the same exact thing for dinner. Yo, how many calories is that? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And so, and then you're having a soda in the morning, another soda. It's like that you're only going to gain weight and get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's all about your diet. And then when you have the great diet, you change your diet, you know, and then you work out on top of that, that's where you really see the results. Cut out that soda, drink waters. If you don't like the taste of water, get some Propels, which tastes great. It gives you all the zero calories. There's no calories in that. It tastes great. You know, it's just like drinking water. I mean, I just gave you a whole nutrition plan right there. You know what I mean? I just caused you. I mean, that's really all you got to do. What I said in the last 5 minutes, you do that stuff, boom, you're good. What's up with that group? Is that group still around? The navigating your way to fitness? What's up with that group, Courtney?
I'm not in it anymore, so I don't know.
What
I
the hell?
Think.
Oh, man, we had to talk about that behind closed doors. Man. Yo, can I talk about something real quick? I'm not going to put anybody's name out there. But, like, yo, what's, like, yo, y'all got to chill with this, like, with these little beefs, man. People be inboxing me, like, oh, I don't like what so-and-so said. What do you mean? Like, you're grown. This isn't high school. This is Facebook. Y'all got to grow up, man. Like, seriously. Stop all these, you know, people deleting people, blocking people. People be leaving the group, coming back to the group, joining other groups, posting. Like, what is, yo, that's petty. This should be one group, the Friends of the Dayton Tolbert Show group. That encompasses everything y'all need. Whatever y'all want to talk about, you can talk about it. And all this other petty stuff, just leave that stuff alone, man. It's for the birds. That's all I'm going to say about that. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though. But yeah, let's keep it moving, though. We're talking tonight. We're just having a little bit of fun. Tuesday night was that was a deep show. That was an all-time classic show where we did nothing but glorify Christ and spoke about how to, you know, really deal with temptation and, you know, talk about what are you rooted in, the word or the world. Just a great show. Check it out. Just, you know, obviously a little bit more light, a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Got to have a little bit of diversity. You know of any shows that are more diverse than the Dayton Tolbert Show, Courtney?
No.
Just like,
do you?
Here's the thing. With me, and I'll tell you why it's like that. With me, I'm a fan of radio. I like good movies. I like good TV shows. I like talk radio. So for me, I don't want anybody to be bored. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I try to encompass everything. We include everything. Like, sometimes I want to talk about politics. Sometimes I want to talk about religion. Sometimes I want to talk about relationships, dating. You know what I mean? So we can talk about it all here. This is a show for you guys. This is a show that I would want to listen to if I was looking for an entertaining talk show, an informative talk show, an educational talk show, a spiritual talk. Like, this encompasses everything. So I just try to, you know, and it's for you guys. But what else, though? How to avoid being cheated on? Well, what are some other things that you can do? Respect yourself. Don't be a hoe. And let me tell you why I say that. If you don't respect yourself, ladies, it is 100% impossible for a man to respect you. Did you know, like, we can't respect women who we view to be hoes. So now, will we have sex with those women? Yeah, many men will. You know, yeah, they'll smash it off on a Friday night. You know, they will be your friend with benefits. If nothing's going on out there in the clubs, then he'll spend Friday night with you. And you're thinking, oh, wow, we're on the way to a relationship. No, he just enjoys chilling with you. He just enjoys spending time with you. You know, so there a lot of that has to do with you having sex with him. And this is probably the most important thing that I'll say throughout the course of the night. One of. Ladies. It is. I don't care what anyone says. Any of these fake relationship experts, not your girlfriends, not the guy you're actually having sex with, not your mom, not your dad, not your whoever. It is 100% impossible to respect a woman who allows herself to be a friend with benefits. Okay? Please understand that. And again, I don't care what he told, what he tells you, how he sells it to you, how he manipulates you, what he, you know, leads you to believe. No, he's saying he respects you. He's saying y'all are cool. I know you have an agreement, an arrangement. You know, well, just be honest with me. Just tell me. If you want to go have sex with somebody, well, just tell me so I'm not out here playing myself. No, he's not going to tell you, ladies. Only an idiot would tell you. I mean, like, let's just stop the madness. Like, seriously. You know how many women have said that? Well, look, okay, yeah, we're not together, but, you know, we can do this. But all I ask, why they always said, all I ask, all I ask from you is one thing. If you're going to have sex with somebody, if you're going to go outside of what we got going on, all I ask is that you be honest with me. That's, like, what the heck? Be honest with you. The whole situation is based on a lie. The whole situation is based on the fact that he's stringing you along. He's leading you to believe that it's going to morph into some type of committed relationship eventually, when in reality, all he wants is sex. So the whole concept, the whole basis is a lie. So why, if he's going to go outside of that, would he all of a sudden start being honest with you? That make, like, Courtney, let's just break it down for the people. If I'm having sex with you, right? Okay, we got going on, you know, something going on. So we're having sex. Now, if you, and you say, hey, all I ask you is you just be honest with me. And I say, okay, cool, yeah, absolutely, no problem. I wouldn't do that to you. And so we have sex on Friday night, but I'm out with the homies on Saturday night, and I see a flame or somebody who from my past who I want to have sex with. Am I going to tell you, hey, Courtney, I know we just had sex last night, but to be honest with you, you know, I know you asked me to tell you, so I'm telling you that I'm actually going to go ahead and have sex with her on, you know, tonight, Saturday night. So what are you doing Sunday night? Do you mind if we get together and have sex again Sunday night? Is that cool with you? Are you going to be cool with that?
Not at all. And the guys know that. That's why they lie about it.
Yeah, I mean,
or not even tell, not lie, just don't tell you they do it.
Well, exactly. They just keep it from you. And I'll just tell you, ladies, only an idiot would tell you. He would be an idiot. You're saying, well, why can't he just be honest? Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, we're not together, so why can't he just be honest? I mean, I'm not going to do nothing. No, of course, exactly. You're not going to give him nothing no more. You're not going. No woman in her right mind would continue having sex with a man after he just told her that he just had sex with somebody else, or he's planning on having sex with somebody else. So if he wants to continue having sex with you, it would behoove him to not tell you or to lie to you. So, ladies, don't, you can get that out of your mind right now. You know, I've actually had women who actually told me, well, I said, well, so do you think that he's having sex with them? Well, no, I don't think so. No, not at all. They don't. I said, oh, okay, really? Like, are y'all together? Well, no, we're not together, but, you know, I already know he's not having sex with anybody else. I said, okay, cool. Like, what makes you say that? Well, no, because when he told me that he's chilling, he told me he goes to work at, he works doubles. He ain't having sex. No, trust me on that. I'm like, oh, okay. 2 weeks later, she's given chlamydia because she found out that he had. They done. You know, I say, hey, Courtney, you know how I start these sessions off. So, any new developments? You know, anything we need to talk about? You're not gonna believe what this guy did to me. You're not gonna believe what happened. This nigga gave me chlamydia. This nigga gave me herpes. I thought he wasn't having sex. No, I don't say that. But I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it goes. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, again, in the context of tonight's show, how to avoid being cheated on, well, first and foremost, you don't put yourself in those types of non-committal situations because it's really not even cheating. I told y'all on Facebook the other night, I mean, it's, you know, if there's no commitment, just because you're having sex with somebody doesn't give you the right to dictate who you know, what they do and who they do it with. So, I mean, the sex is, that's just sex. You're making a decision to do that. Any thing you want to add to that?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's something that, I mean, you kind of just told my life story. Because that's what happened with me just in regards to the whole non-committal situations and, being given chlamydia, I mean, that's something that I could relate to because that happened to me. And so, and I know, like a lot of women, I get you know, the mentality. It's like you know that it's not a relationship, but you are some, like deep down you're hoping that it will, you know, progress to that one day. So, you know, you hang in there and you hope that one day he's going to wife you up. So you try to establish some type of trust and communication because you've already created a fantasy that this is a somewhat of a relationship. So it's real sad because it just, it does not end well at all. And you have to find out the hard way that, you know, he was having sex with other women. You know, some women are given STDs. Some women, you know, are pregnant, and then he tells them to have an abortion. Like, so many things, there's so many consequences to those types of situations. So it's just best to avoid them and just not even put yourself in that position.
Yeah, that's it. Shout out to Tamika Matthews. She says, good evening. I have never called in to listen to the show. I have, however, been following the page. I'm listening for the first time this evening. Good topic. Well, welcome, Tamika. It's good to have you. And definitely make sure you check out some past shows because this is nothing. We're just having some fun tonight. This is, you know, you definitely want to check out, you know, the show on a regular basis. We've all shows are archived at DeDonTolbertShow.com as well as on iTunes. You can download them onto your, you know, iPhone and things like that. Yeah, but it's always good to hear from our first time listeners. I think we've exhausted Amber's answer, which was really a great one. But something else I wanted to talk about that she said before we move on to the to Nadia, shout out to her, gave another great answer, was respecting him. And you know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we did a show a while ago, a couple of years ago actually, on how Stella got her groove back and how Angela Bassett's character really, really, really just made a habit of disrespecting Winston. I mean, it just made me mad as a man. I mean, even Gerald was just like, we couldn't believe the things that we were seeing when we kind of re-watched it again to like have it fresh in our minds when we did the show. And like, man, that show was just crazy because she was just very disrespectful, flirting with other men right in front of him, disrespecting his manhood, talking about just being ashamed of him, not claiming him. He asked her to marry him, and she kind of looked at him like he was crazy. I mean, just he was 100% justified in walking away from her. The difference is most men wouldn't have necessarily left, although most men would have, but before that, they would have been cheating. And so it just wasn't a good situation for her. So you want to respect him. Ladies, learn how to keep your mouths shut. Now, please, before I get the hate mail, before the psychos come out, I don't mean that in a derogatory way or an insulting way, but learn when to listen. I said a couple, like last week, the best women know how to listen, okay? It takes a very, very strong woman to be submissive. Most women have not mastered that art. Now, the key is submitting to your husband. But even before that, see, a lot of people, they misinterpret that verse. They say, well, that's about a husband and a wife. Well, yeah, it is. You know, it's definitely about a husband and wife. It's about a husband who also submits to God. But you don't get to become a wife unless you are a great girlfriend. And so, yeah, the same qualities we're going to want to see in our wife, you're going to need to demonstrate in the girlfriend stage, in the dating stage. You don't become a girlfriend unless you're cool when we're dating. You've got to show us something, ladies. So, yeah, you got to let us know all of these things prior. You don't get hired for a job unless you differentiate yourself from the other candidates. We did a classic show on Friday night on just that, how to differentiate yourself as a woman, which is, you know, I cannot speak enough about that show because and its importance, because not differentiating yourself means you will not be chosen. You know, just like if you don't differentiate yourself in the interview, you're not getting the job. Somebody else is. Okay? When you go into those interviews, Courtney, you know, you're not the only person sitting in that waiting room. There are about two or three other people waiting to interview for the same exact position you're interviewing for. So you have to differentiate yourself from those other people. Just like there are about two or three other women who he is talking to and maybe entertaining on some level, you have to differentiate yourself. And that's just how it is. We as men are hunters. As hunters, we don't go into the wilderness looking for one rabbit, looking for one deer. No, I'm going out there. I'm trying to catch whatever I can catch. Maybe I see the rabbit. Maybe I see the deer. Maybe I see a fox, a possum, whatever I see. I'm going after it because I want to hunt. Now, the best thing, I'm not carrying, five different animals back to the shed. I'm carrying the best, my most prized possession back to the, to be skinned alive or whatever and eaten. Well, you get the point. I'm not eating no bears, but you get it. Although on Lost, you've been keeping up with Lost, Courtney.
Yeah, I'm on season 4 now.
Man, season 4 is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just started.
Listen, guys, if you haven't been watching Lost or you don't know anything about Lost, it's absolutely crazy. And let me just say this real quick. I'm telling y'all, if you enjoy these conversations that we have on the industry and the government and these tragedies, and I'm using that term loosely, like with these people, these shootings and these, 9/11, and a lot of this stuff, I don't even want to say too much about it, but if you watch Lost, it's very interesting. It centers around one of those types of tragedies that ends up being fake. Imagine that. a huge tragedy where dozens of people are supposedly killed, and the rich and powerful people in the country organized the whole thing to make it seem like it was real, when in reality the whole tragedy wasn't even a tragedy because the people who they thought were dead are not even dead and were replaced by actors. Imagine that. Oh, man, don't get me started on a whole nother show right now, Cordy. But you're not at that point, are you?
No, but thanks for giving it away.
My bad. Sorry. But, yeah, watch Lost, guys. It's right on. You can catch it on Netflix. It's on demand if you got Comcast. So I'm on you caught up with me, Courtney. I'm only on, like, season 4, episode, like, 7. What episode are you on?
I'm on the second one.
Oh, so you right on my heels. I'm on episode 7. Let me get caught up and finish this series up before you beat me. You might be telling me what happens at the end of the series. So, anyway. But, yeah, so that's how that goes. What else, though? But, yeah, so respect is huge. Never, ladies. Let me just tell you, I'm often out and about, whether it's the barbershop or really just anywhere, and it's hard nowadays not to run into couples arguing publicly, like just yelling and screaming and fighting and making a scene. I mean, you ever see something like that?
All the time. And it's embarrassing too. Like when you see the woman just going in, it's just like, wow. Like, Mimi style, that type of attitude. It's like, wow, like in public. It's crazy.
It's funny, we did a whole show on, the young woman said she's a newer listener. If you guys are looking for a good show that you may have missed, all these shows are classics, I'm telling you. We did a good show on Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We've done shows on all of them, Love and Hip Hop New York, first and second season, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, first and second season. And in the second season, this episode, the show that we did specifically dissecting the characters, we spent a good deal of time talking about Mimi. And, you watch the show and you hear a lot about K. Michelle. You hear a lot about Scrappy and that whole situation. But really, honestly, like, Mimi is Jocelyn, people have a lot to say about her. Mimi is the worst one on the show, okay? I mean, she is absolutely just disgusting. I mean, the way that she just curses all the time. She's like a man. Like, when I look at her, funny, ironically, people say Jocelyn looks like a man. She doesn't look like a man to me. Mimi looks like a man. I'm just saying, do you see what I see? Like, her nostrils be flaring up when she's ready to fight and cuss, and she's so mad all the time. And I mean, she's disgusting. It's horrible.
Look, I was done when she bit him. Like, it was just like, really? Like, she... Or that time when she did the video shoot for her boyfriend or whatever, and she got into it with K. Michelle, that little moment she had at the end, it was just too much. She's too much.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. I mean, and very emotionally unavailable. She was like, in the last episode, she was like, so what did she say? She was like, I forget what she said. She's like, well, I'm not effing K. Michelle. Oh, so what you're saying is you're having sex with Nico? Isn't his name Nico?
Yeah.
Nico. So you're having, so you just got finished having sex with Stevie J. You're probably still having sex with Stevie J or just had sex with him recently. So now you're in this new situation with the dude Nico. I mean, that is the epitome of emotional unavailability. I mean, couldn't be a clearer case of it. You know, in love with a man, emotionally distraught over a man, drama with a man, but dealing with a new man sexually at that, expecting it to work out. Like, does she really believe that she's going to live happily ever after? I mean, just sit back and watch how that situation turns out. I mean, just watch. You know, perfect case study for emotional unavailability at its finest. So you want to respect. You got all that back and forth, the power struggles, the art, that's not going to fly. Okay, even the new guy, Chris Brown's DJ, that his chick, I mean, she's psycho, going off on her, wanting to fight the girl. The craziest thing about that, I told you that happened to me, right? I told you that story, right, Courtney?
Oh, you probably did, but refresh my memory. What happened?
I want to hear a drum. That was me. That's verbatim, like word for word, that, like the Chris Brown, I forget his name, the DJ and his chick. That happened to me. I've told this story a million times. I'm chilling in my apartment, entertaining a young woman. All right, my ex girlfriend shows up at my apartment unannounced. You know, asks me, "Yo, what's up? You know, what do you have company?" "Oh yeah, I got company." Goes off on me. Goes off on the female. I had to escort her out the building the same way he had to escort her out. She's making a scene, wanting to fight, going crazy. Totally psycho, like step by that happened to me, like exact. I'm watching it like, wow, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? And it's unnecessary. Like, respectable women do not behave like that. You don't let another man take you out of your you know who you are as a person. There's no need to do that. If he wants to have sex with, like, that's a great example. He's not with her anymore. She wants to dictate who, you know, I had a, she wants to dictate who he spends his time with. And they're not even together. That's crazy. Now, she feels as though, and I get it, you know, she feels as though, because she's writing that check, that she can dictate who he chills with and who he spends time with. No, business is business. She can't control. I mean, what do you think about that situation, Courtney?
Well, it's obvious that she's not over him because every time they interact, I think every scene I've seen with those two, it's always resulting in her, like, going in, like, unnecessarily, you know, and he's clearly moved on. He's clearly over her. He's not even trying to be with her, but, you know, she's very emotionally unavailable. She really needs to work on just healing, because she's trying to get that control back that she lost when, you know, their relationship ended. And she has to let it go because he's moved on. Honestly, if I were her, like, I wouldn't even go into business with him because she still has those feelings. It's not ever going to work. It's not going to work.
Right. Let me tell y'all this last thing that Amber said. I'm really focusing a lot on hers because this couldn't have been a better answer. One of the things that she said is obviously the deep stuff, you know, the respect, intellectually, being a good woman, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know, turning the house into a home. I mean, that goes without saying. You know, I didn't even talk about cooking clean. I mean, that's cool, but that's not going to be the deal breaker as to whether or not somebody cheats on you. Nobody's going to cheat on you because you can't cook or because you didn't clean the bathroom. I mean, that's just stupid. That doesn't need to be discussed. The main issues are what we've been talking about thus far. But the last thing that I'll talk about in regards to this situation is, she said, making him a sandwich. See, a lot of people, they focus on the major things and they neglect the minor things. Somebody said, well, he can make his own sandwich. Well, okay, you can think that way. But the thing about it is this. When you are in a relationship with an elite man, okay, I'm talking about the best possible man, he is going to give you 100% of his heart, but he's also going to do a lot of things for you, specifically for you. You know, like, I mean, Courtney, you ever had a man, everything you did was not necessarily for you, but it was something that he also benefited from?
Right. Yeah.
It's like if you go out to dinner, okay, he eats. If you go out to a movie, it's a movie he wants to see. If you take a trip, it's someplace he wants to go. You know, if he buys you something, he buys him, like him something from the same place. It's like, no, sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with that, he's going to do things just to put a smile on on your face. You know what I'm saying? Just because. You know, I'm taking my wife away just because. I may buy her a sweater or some boots just because. I was out, I bought myself some sneaks. I bought my wife some sneaks and the baby some sneaks just because. Although that kind of disproved my point that I bought myself some sneaks. Well, you guys get my point. You get the point.
You're messing up, man.
I'm messing up. But I'm being honest, though. That, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to do that. I could just bought myself some sneaks and called it a day. You know what I'm saying? But there are plenty of times where I specifically just happen to be out and I just see something that she would like and I go ahead and do that. You already know. So it's really about, does that man genuinely love you and what is he willing to do for you? And so the point of that is if he has that mentality of wanting to do things specifically for you, well, he's going to want that back in return. You know what I'm saying? So if he's thirsty, go get him that water. You know, if he's on the couch and he doesn't feel like getting the remote control, just go hand him the remote control. I mean, yeah, is that going to go both ways? Yeah, absolutely. But it has to go both ways. Don't let it just be one-sided. I'm focusing on this because a lot of women, they won't make that sandwich. He'd be like, yeah, Dad, man, I'm sure I'm hungry. She'd be like, what do you want? And my wife will do that. She'll go downstairs and get me whatever I want. You know, I'm just saying, so you want to... But like I said, I'll do the same thing. It's a give and take. But sometimes in a lot of it, it's not give and take. It's like one-sided, whether it's the man one side or the woman one-sided. So just, you know, and I'm glad Amber pointed that out, you know, just and make that sandwich. She's a happily married woman. I know her. Is it any surprise after hearing that list by her that she is a happily married woman?
No, not at all. It makes perfect sense that she's married.
Yeah, bottom line is if you're not doing these things, then you know you've got some explaining to do, and we've got some counseling to do, okay? Because the whole purpose is molding you into the best possible woman, so you can be found by the best possible man. Right now, shoot me an email. I told y'all earlier on we're obviously doing singles counseling, you know, the preparation process to be found by that man that God has for you, as well as expanding more into couples counseling, marriage counseling, premarital counseling. Shoot me an email at dadon@trctoday.com or just posted a couple new ads. I think I'll go ahead and post it again so you guys can see everything that's, you know, that's going on. Let's keep it moving, though. There were some other good answers in addition to Amber's. Who else we got? Nadia. Nadia says, be the woman that he married emotionally, physically, spiritually, and a change in you should only be for the better. And I documented that because I like that answer. A lot of people, men and women, change in relationships. What you know about that, Courtney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do. People do. Just become totally, totally, completely different. And I like that. I like her answer. And I do want to say it just makes sense because she's married as well. So,
wow, that's crazy. I forgot all about that. She's married. She's had a baby. Congratulations. So it's really, you know, it's about obviously remaining the same chick that he fell in love with from a physical perspective. But it also has a lot to do with, you know, emotionally. The same person, you know, obviously you want to grow, you want to evolve, but you don't want to do a total transformation about from who you are. You don't want to be a totally different person because it's like, well, like wake up one morning, like, yo, who are you? You know, that's, what's that Tamia song? There's a stranger in my bed, a stranger in my house, something crazy.
Stranger in my house, yeah.
Stranger, oh, you know about that song, don't you?
Why you got to put me out there? Yeah, I used to sing to it, yep.
Right, man. Oh, you said you used to sing to it.
Yes.
What about that song did you like?
I liked it because I was dealing with a psycho, and I felt like I could relate to it at the point, at that certain point in time. And so I sang it.
All right, that's how it goes. I found that, fellas, I'm talking to y'all right now, man. Fellas, be very careful, okay, weird stuff be happening. At the exact moment that I said be very careful, I just happened to click on James Poindexter's last post on his page that said be extremely careful. Like, literally right there, that was kind of weird. But anyway, be very careful when you are dealing with a woman and she can relate to a lot of these songs with those types of lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because men, we like the beats. We tend to like, the flow, the artist a lot of times or whatever it is. But when a woman likes a song, when she's getting hype about that song, you better be careful, man. She's either singing about you or singing about somebody else. I'm just being honest. Am I lying, Courtney?
No, that's really what it is.
Yo, they reminiscing about something, man. Like, for real. But yeah, so don't just be careful about that. But yeah, anyway, be the same person emotionally, physically. Just be the same. Change, but make sure, like she said, make sure the change is for the better. What else we got, man? Who else gave some good advice here? Diana again, actually. Diana said, ask God for discernment before dating him. Excellent, excellent advice. Now, we got to be honest about this. A lot of people in today's society, men and women, we've all been guilty of, at points, doing what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get caught up in the moment. A lot of times the sex goes down and the prayers stop. You know, I mean, there's not going to be the desire so much to pray when you're sinning, when you're living in a state of sin. So a lot of times you end up ignoring the red flags, you end up ignoring or not even seeking discernment about a situation and doing what the Bible says not to do, which is leaning on your own understanding instead of trusting God. You ever been guilty of that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it's funny how we'll do our own thing, yet we will convince ourselves that, God provided that for us. God sent that person to us. Like, we will really, convince ourselves. Like, we're dealing with the man in a noncommittal situation. It's clearly not a good situation, but maybe the sex is good or whatever it is. And we'll say, wow, well, maybe he's sent to me from God so I can continue doing this. I can continue that. That's crazy.
Right, right. Or he's going to be my future husband. I already know
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, no, he's not going, guys. He's not. And funny, that's how the sex is justified. Like Courtney said, a lot of times it's, well, we're not together, but at least it's an improvement from me being promiscuous. It's an improvement from me just going out with my girlfriends, getting drunk, and leaving the club with somebody. I remember one time a couple of years ago, shout out to you guys if you remember this. This is a classic Keeping It Real Fridays one night. And we've done some classic show back in the day, classic questions, but a young woman she went out with her girlfriends, got drunk, had a one-night stand, unprotected, ended up pregnant, but could not remember the guy, and she thought she remembered him, and she was basically asking for advice about should she approach the guy, who she thought was the father of her child. She didn't even know because she was so drunk. I mean, how crazy is that, Courtney?
Well, I mean, that it happens. It happens. I can't even say I couldn't relate to it because I haven't had sex with someone I didn't know, but I've given my number to and, went out on a date with someone I gave my number to when I was drunk. So didn't even remember what they looked like till I saw them. I met up with them.
Hey, how'd that turn out?
Oh, it was a hot mess. It was a hot mess because he was not attractive at all, and I knew I was drunk when I saw him. I was like, I had to have been drunk to give him my number. So, yeah.
That's good. It's crazy. It's crazy. I already told y'all a couple of my drunk stories, man, about the young woman who I had this really great connection with, actually. met her when I was drunk, exchanged numbers, but, you know, unfortunately, I didn't remember what she looked like, and she had no pictures, so we ended up meeting up like 2 weeks later after we had already formed this really great connection. But unfortunately, when we met, just the, I mean, the physical connection was just not there at all. And it was very, very disappointing. One of the more disappointing things dating-wise that I've experienced, just because, you know, we, like I said, we bonded over the course of that 2 weeks, a lot of conversations, and just kind of fizzled away because I just couldn't get over the lack of physical connection. So it was what it was. You guys probably think that guy, man, that Dadon guy, he used to be a bastard back in the day. That's what Courtney's thinking right now. Like, oh, this
exactly.
Dirk. Supposed to say, no, we've all been there.
No, not this time.
All right, cool. All right, well, look, a couple more things, then we're going to get up out of here. You know, how to avoid being cheated on. Ebony, shout out to her, says, keep God at the head of your relationship and your life. Great. I mean, you know, pretty straightforward, simple advice. Keep God first. You know, you let the sex get in there. Like I said earlier, sin separates you from God. So if you're sinning or you're living in a state of unrepentant sin, well, clearly God is not going to be the head of your life, and he's not going to be the head of that particular relationship. So it shouldn't be a surprise when the relationship, you know, or lack thereof, goes down the tubes. What else we got here? Shawnee says, make sure you're a woman who's emotionally available, have a great personality, keep your legs closed, and be a great woman. You have to make sure that man sees you as the best woman ever in his eyes. And that's great advice right there. Excellent advice. Shout out to Shawnee. Good post. That last line is what really resonates with me. Because, you know, I've dated a lot of women, but my wife does stand out, you know, as being the best possible woman in my eyes. And so that's who gets married. I mean, pretty much plain and simple. That's why I talk about differentiating yourself. You've got to be the best, period. You know, these elite men, I mean, some men might settle for less than the best. I don't know where they do that at. You know, I don't do that. Courtney doesn't do that. I mean, hopefully you guys don't do that. These elite men don't do that. They're going to have the best. Okay, and the question is, are you the best? Now, I can help you become the best. You know, we can work on that together, but you one way or the other, you've got to be the best. You know, the best possible woman for him. Okay, and if he doesn't see you like that, then, and first of all, if he doesn't see you like that, he will let you know. He won't tell you that, but his actions will tell you that. So that's the first thing, is understanding how he views you. Okay, you got to understand what that looks like. If you don't even know what it looks like when a man views you as his special, you know, a special woman, well, then it doesn't matter. You'll fall for the okey-doke. He will be able to convince you that you are the special woman or you're the best, but in reality, you aren't. And it, once you know the signs, it's actually not hard to ascertain how that man views you. Wait, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, once you do, you know, decide what it is, especially, I mean, in cases where he's not feeling you and you know, had that discernment to figure that out, walk away at that point. Don't stick around and think that you can change him and change his mind and, you know, try to be what you think he's looking for, because it's a wrap at that point. He's already made that decision that he's not wifing you up. It's nothing you can do to change that.
That's it. I mean, that's the thing. You go into one of two categories, wife or hoe, wife or jump off, wife or freak. Wife or friend with benefits. So it's, you know, if you're not in the wife category, it's one, you will know that. You will know that definitively. And if you do understand that and you say, like, wow, he's not viewing me like that, well, then it's up to you to walk away. Otherwise, you're just wasting your own time, because the only relationships that survive in today's really just period are the ones with the man that God has for you. Anything other than that is just going to be wasting your own time. So that's why, as Shawnee said, I believe, you got to keep God first. So there's that. What else we got here? This is good. We haven't really done this before, like really done a whole show based off of what the listeners have. This is a first for us, Courtney.
Yeah, I want to say a quick shout-out to them, because everyone did an excellent job, because like I said, when I actually got to the thread, I didn't even have anything to say, because they basically covered all bases.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I'll just tell you, it's just great to know that people listen. It's great to know that people are learning, because all this stuff is stuff that we talk about. Everything, this, you know, this is not new. Everything that Amber says, Shawnee, Diana, you can tell that they all listen to the show, and they have learned and have said, like, wow, let me incorporate this stuff into my personal life. And it works. It's amazing. I mean, all people have to do is listen. There's so many women out here who I've worked with privately and who have just listened to this show on a regular basis who are now married. Don't you guys get that? Married. I have an email folder with over 1,000 testimonies in it. And I'm saying, like, really just listen to the show every night. Get some counseling, you know, on a weekly basis. You're getting this show daily, you know, nightly. You're getting the counseling. You're participating in the group, surrounding yourself with positivity, a combination of those things, you are 100% guaranteed to have a serious change in your life to the point where God feels comfortable blessing you with the best possible. Man, you just take my word for it, and it will happen, I guarantee it. Now, Vanessa, shout out to her, she says, don't listen to Beyonce music or Steve Harvey advice. I mean, there it is. Excellent. I mean, that's it. And it's not because, you know, we hate them, but it's just, it is what it is. It's just, it will damage you. You know, when you're listening to music that preaches glorifying a single life, glorifying being a hoe, a party lifestyle, disrespecting your body, you know, being objectified by men, you know, accentuating the physical as opposed to the internal. These are all major characteristics of Beyonce, shaking her booty, prancing around half naked. I mean, having this overly confident attitude, like a stuck-up mentality. I mean, it's just, you know, that is not what men look for. So obviously that is going to poison you and put you into a certain mentality. I mean, not to mention that it's severely influenced by Satan. That's not, there's a reason why. I mean, there's, you know, it's designed to keep you from achieving the fruit of the Spirit. There's a reason why she's the richest woman in the world. She's achieved everything that Satan offered Jesus. Remember that? That's why she said, bow down.
Mm-hmm.
Satan, don't you, if you guys missed that show, make that the next show you guys listen to, the special we did on the Beyonce and the real meaning of bow down. I might rebroadcast that tomorrow. That was a classic show. That is deep. Was that the one that got messed up, or was that the Satanism show that the sound was, like, messed up?
I know it might have been, I think it was both of them, but I think the Beyonce one, it was real bad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I got to check it. Yeah, it's like people didn't want y'all to hear the truth. But, yeah, y'all can still listen to it. It was, just so you know, I mean, that's what that song is about. And I did a whole blog on it that went viral in less than 24 hours, seen by over 1 million people around the world. I mean, who does that? Who writes a blog on Facebook? The next thing you know, it's, you know, over 1 million people have viewed it. That's how, I mean, how powerful it was. People just like, wow, because I explained, like, yo, this is what she's talking about. You know, when you make a deal with the devil designed to keep people in a state of loneliness and really oppress the whole people, and you're doing Satan's bidding, he rewards that type of stuff. You know, the song is called Bow Down. She's telling people, bow down, bitches. Well, that's basically what, just like she's disrespecting people, telling them to bow down. Well, that's the same way the devil knew who Jesus was, knew Jesus was God, but still disrespected him by saying, bow down to me. I will give you the riches of the world, the, you know, fame, power, money, all that. All you have to do is bow down before me. You guys think that's a coincidence that Beyonce used that same language? No, it's not. She wants you to think it's a coincidence. They want you to not make the connection, but the reality is that's what she's talking about. So you guys got to open your eyes up and ignore this type of music. Don't even ignore it, but speak out against it. You know, Steve Harvey, same thing, just horrible advice. I'm not going to say his advice is, you know, flooded with, you know, demonic imagery, but it's just, it certainly isn't biblical. You know, you're telling women to wait 90 days. I mean, Courtney, what chapter is that? That must be one of the lost books of the Bible.
Right.
You know what I mean? What book is
right.
that?
It's absolutely ridiculous, but so many women live by that. So many.
Yeah. Here's the thing, ladies, and I've said this repeatedly, but, you know, how a man views you has nothing to do with how long you make him wait. I'm really not sure where that came from. I mean, I'm not sure if a woman told y'all that or, I mean, Steve Harvey started. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but for some reason, women think that men will respect them if they make them wait longer for sex. I have no idea where that came from. That is totally false. The length of time that you make a man wait, you can never put a time limit on something as precious as your body. So you can make him wait 2 weeks, a month, 2 months. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're going to be looked at as a hoe. All right? You can have sex with a man on the first night or 2 weeks later. It's not going to affect how he views you. The key to being respected is simply keeping your legs closed, which is a good segue into this next one. Another post by Vanessa said, be who you claim to be. You know, I mean, you say you want a Christian man. You want a man of God. Everybody wants a man of God. Like, okay, well, are you a woman of God? Are you a virtuous woman? Everyone says yes. I'm celibate. Okay, cool, you're celibate. Okay, so I'm not having sex. But then 2 weeks later, you give it up. I mean, that's how it goes. If not on the first night, like the second night, or a week later, or after the second date, 2 weeks later. I mean, how are you giving it up, but you just claim to be celibate? You just claim to be, you know, a woman of God. You claim to be a Christian, but you were screaming at the top of your lungs, talking about F me. Blow my back out harder. Like, you turn into porn star mode, but then I go on your Facebook and it's all these screaming. And I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's going to send mixed messages. That's what the Bible refers to when it speaks of people being double-minded. You can't say I'm this, but then, you know, not present yourself in the way. In that same way, same thing with the fellas. But, you know, I'm just speaking from a strictly male standpoint. We talk about this stuff. We'd be like, yeah, I want a good girl. I had these freaks. I've had the hoes. I've had all this sex. I'm looking for a good girl. That's what we say. That's what we pray for. So we think we have a good girl. Next thing you know, you're blowing, you know, you're getting your back blown out. You're going, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about, where you got any whips? Where do you keep your whips at? Like, my whips, what you talking about? What you mean? Like, all right, hey, don't worry about it. I got one in my purse. The heck? that happened to me.
I knew it did. I was about to ask you that.
Yo, I'm chilling. You know, one thing leads to another. This chick goes in the bottom drawer. There's a whip in there. What you do with that? Handcuffs? People think that's in movies. That's not just in movies. Like, that stuff really happens. I had a chick come to my apartment with nothing but a trench coat on. That was the first time that ever happened to me. I was like, whoa. I used to think that was just in a movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? You open up the door. She's like in a long trench coat. Chick was butt naked under the trench coat. This was someone who now I could post her profile and say, yo, look, this is who I'm talking about. You would not think that was her. She gives off a totally different vibe, biblical scripture. And I'm glad she's changed. Or seems to have changed. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying that, you know, she was being disingenuous. Who she claimed to be, who she portrayed herself to be, was not who it ended up being behind closed doors. Ladies, we don't want a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets. We want a lady, period. We just want a lady. You know what I mean? That's it. We want a respectable woman. Everything else will work itself out in marriage. All that being a freak, trying to turn a man out, thinking he'll wife you up. That's not of the Bible. Are you rooted in the world or in the Word? You have a choice. This is great that Vanessa said that, though. How great is that? Be who you claim to be, which is a Christian lady, Christian woman. Now, the last thing that I wanted to touch on here was Siobhan. Now, she said, listen without giving opinions. Now, obviously, there's been some great advice given here on that thread, some great advice we've talked about on this show. That's not great advice right there. Because here's the thing, listen without giving opinions. That implies, and I could be wrong, but what that says to me is that we as men want robots. We want women to listen silently. Don't say anything. No, and that's not the case. My wife has no problem listening to me. You know, we don't have power struggles or things like that. I mean, she listens. She knows when to be quiet and listen. But at the same time, she also offers an opinion. I respect her opinion. I seek her opinion. I ask her opinion about just about everything. Oh, what do you think about this? You think I should do this? I want her opinion. So there's nothing wrong with listening. That's the whole point. You listen, and then you give your opinion based on what you've heard. Anything other than that would be like you're some type of android, some type of like robot, like somebody like Steve Harvey's co-host, just like a psycho. You know what I mean? Just listen and say yes. We don't want that. You know, like Nephew Tommy or something. I mean, like everything's a joke. Everything's just, oh, that's not what we want. What do you think about that advice, Courtney?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have they have the definition of submission kind of twisted, because it's not, that's not saying that you don't say anything. You should have, you know, have your own opinions, and you should, you know, have your own mind when it comes, you know, to basically everything. It's just about how you handle it and how you conduct yourself. You don't have to, like, scream and shout and try to take over the conversation or win an argument. Like, that's when it's, like, something totally different. But it's nothing wrong with, you know, giving your opinions. You don't want to be, like, yes, 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 yes all the time.
Right. Let me tell y'all something. Here's the thing about it, and this just popped into my head. Ladies, you will never win an argument, okay? That's an oxymoron. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Within the context of tonight's show, you will never win an argument, okay? There's no such thing as winning an argument, period, really for anybody, because no one wins. It's great, you know, it's great to communicate, but when you argue, there are no winners. But certainly, ladies, you're not going to win a fight, because 99.9%, but often the result of an argument is a man saying, okay, you got that. You right. Okay, I'll be back. And when he leaves out, saying he's going to the gym, saying he's going to with the homies, saying he's going to work, wherever he's saying he's going is not usually where he's going. And again, tonight's show is on how to avoid being cheated on. Leave these arguments alone. Learn how to humble yourselves. Because I know for a fact, I've been that guy. I've been that guy who's gotten the phone call at 12 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. Yo, man, what's up? You up, man? Yeah, I guess. I'm chilling. Why, what's up? Yo, man, this chick pissing me off, man. Can't stand this beat, man. Always got something to say, da-da-da. Yo, man, matter of fact, come on, we going out tonight. Like, oh, all right, I was trying to chill, but okay, I see you going through something. Yeah, I'll take a ride real quick. You know, I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And what happens after that is usually not good. It's usually not, it doesn't bode well for the woman at home who is patting herself on the shoulder thinking, oh, yeah, I won that fight. I won that. All right. Yeah, you won, all right. Your man's on his way to the strip club to get some head in the champagne room for $50. He's calling up his ex-girlfriend and smashing her off, going to take a shower at his homie's crib, and then going back home and then having quote-unquote makeup sex. Oh, yeah, that you sure won that one. How'd that work out? Any thoughts on that before we get ready to wrap it up, Courtney?
That's deep. I mean, that's really how it works. And I'll be honest, I didn't think that's how it would work. You know, I thought that if I, you know, tried to control an argument or, you know, said what I had to say, then you're going to laugh at me, but I would think, okay, well, he's going to listen to me. He's going to do what I say. And I felt like I had some type of control, and to the point where the guy would never, you know, step out or mess with other women. And that's not how it works. We don't have that control. We really don't. I don't know why we try to, not all of us, but some of us really try to take over and, you know, control the relationship. It shouldn't be that way. You're not a man.
Yeah, it's It's unfortunate, but, you know, like I said, some women will learn from listening to this show. Some women will learn from private counseling. Other women will learn the hard way. Other women will learn from trial and error, you know, doing the wrong things repeatedly, you know, expecting a different result. And so I don't want you guys to do that. I don't want to have to continue doing the shows on why men cheat. I would much rather do this show on how to avoid it from happening to you. And I think from start to finish, we've given you from the very first point of just not even dating, if you are in an emotionally unavailable state, all the way down to, you know, just really not, just being cool, having that great personality. That's really what it comes down to. Just being everything, just being honest, being cool, being humble, being submissive, being a wife, supportive, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all those things, you're good. You know, because again, those things will cause you to attract the best man who won't even cheat on you. You know what I'm saying? So what last-minute thoughts or words of wisdom do you have for the people, Courtney?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, speak to the ladies, of course, and just say that, you know, just let this informative show just really just be a blessing to your life. You know, I know for a lot of women that were listening, you know, it's confirmation that they don't belong in their current relationship and they need to get out. And so I just hope that this was encouragement for them to get out of that and just be single and trust God. And also to those that, you know, are single and realizing, okay, maybe I still have some things to work on, let this be motivation just to for you to continue to do some self-reflection and just, you know, take a step away from dating. It's nothing wrong with not dating. Just really take that time that you need. So that's what I have to say.
Excellent advice. I mentioned earlier on, you know, Courtney is obviously a part of Talbert Relationship Counseling. If you guys need any type of advice or counseling from a female perspective, definitely reach out to her through, you know, an email, Courtney@trctoday.com. Same thing with me, any type of couples counseling here in Philly, guys. I have the office over in, and anyone can come to my office. You can, we're over on, in Bala Cynwyd, you know, call 855-55-DATON or email Dadon@trctoday.com, and we can, you know, set up a free emotional availability assessment. Couples, come on over. If you're married, premarital counseling, just going through something with your significant other, you know, you know how it goes. Just call me and we'll work something out. So I mentioned earlier on the T-shirt, the design is done. I'm probably going to be unleashing it, revealing it probably early tomorrow. So sometime throughout the day tomorrow, look out for it. And, you know, just know that these are going to be some nice, sexy tank tops for the ladies. Don't be a psycho is the motto, is the logo. And that's it, man. Thank you all for listening. You guys are great. Courtney, what big plans you have for this weekend?
Sleeping.
Chilling, huh?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I need to just relax. No, I'm just going to relax and rest.
Watch
maybe
law.
Do a little shopping.
Watch
yeah,
law.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to catch up to you and surpass you since you wanted to give away the plot.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that.
Right. All right, cool. We'll have some things to talk about then. Guys, I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you. I told y'all we have a little bit of fun tonight. And that's it, man. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. Peace.
Let Dayton be your motivation. Shall let Dayton Tober come and rock your world. Let Dayton be your motivation. Shall let Dayton Tober motivate you, girl. Let Dayton be your motivation. Shall let Dayton Tober come and change your world. Don't ever let yourself settle for less. You don't have to be a fool. Call them up, let the tears fall down. Tell them how you feel for you. Little girl, don't be lost anymore. This brother has a master plan. Lean on his wisdom if you feel weak. I guarantee it will help you stand.
Date on be your motivation. Charlotte, date on Tober, come and change.